This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings on this Saturday, and really happy you're with us as we start out a brand new month, the first Saturday of June 2017. And I'm talking with Joe McKenzie. He's our co-host on the show, and we're talking about how we can help you to become a contender in whatever it is that you're working through. And this week, we want to talk about overcoming the anxiety of starting a new career. But before we get there, I want to welcome Joe to the show. And Joe, what is Ripple Connects?
Well, good afternoon, Freddie Bell. Ripple Connects is the company that I formed a few years back to help people of all ages reinvent, recalibrate, and start new careers. And I do that through specific methods of interview coaching. We develop a self-marketing plan. We get you comfortable talking about your accomplishments that can relate or transfer to a new opportunity. And certainly, Freddie, the listeners can reach out to me in two ways. One is my website, and that's rippleconnects.com. Certainly visit that to get a better understanding of my professional background, some of the services that I offer, but also take a look at the endorsements from my clients. Freddie, I impact my clients differently according to their needs, and it's displayed there on the website for everybody to see. And Freddie, they can reach out to me directly at 763-438-1621. Freddie, you know I return everybody's call, and I'd be glad to be a resource to our listeners today.
Exactly. And at the outset, we mentioned that we're going to talk about overcoming the anxiety of starting a new career. And it's interesting to me, and I know that I've gone through this, but when you're trying to switch careers or you're trying to ratchet up to a new opportunity that may be presenting itself, why is it that accomplished professionals struggle so much when it comes to recalibrating their careers or switching careers or starting a new one?
If you've been an accomplished professional and you've done well for how many years, it is an uncomfortable feeling when you feel that you may fail or not be as successful as you've been. Think about your career. When you first started, you didn't know what you didn't know. But when you become accomplished and then you make that switch to a new industry, a new position, a new company, a new role, it's uncomfortable to feel like you could fail at something. And that's why the anxiety switches or rises up within some. I've been there. Where I've started a new career. I was in outside sales for close to 15 years, and my next role was a marketing director position. And Freddie, I had never taken a marketing class when I was at the University of Minnesota. So you don't think the anxiety was rising up, you know, with me? But I had to realize, well, what resources did I gain in those last 15 years that's going to allow me to be successful? And so, yeah, I definitely felt like a rookie again after being very accomplished in one industry.
Wow. And you would think that with all the accolades, all the experience and so forth, that the anxiety would go away. So how do you ensure that with starting a new career ultimately ends up in a position in which you'll thrive?
The key word is thrive. We want to thrive in our careers. And so when we do our due diligence, meaning let's engage with our bench of advocates. I've talked about our bench of advocates that we build for ourselves for the last 3 years. But when we understand what the real job needs are for a position, and we talk to people that know us and what we bring to the table, we can bring that anxiety down. Don't just rely upon reading a job description by yourself. Talk to people that have done a similar position or a similar role within a company or an industry. Mm-hmm. They will have a better idea of how you can be successful. And hopefully they're honest with you to say, well, you're going to, you know, if you are going to go that direction, you're going to need some additional certifications, education, that type of thing. But you hope the right people are going to be honest with you to give you a better understanding. And really, you have to do your full due diligence. Don't be talked into something. I have had many people that have come to me after a couple of years of making a switch, and they were talked into something, meaning starting a new career without any having their own, that person talking someone into it, really didn't have that person's best interest in mind. Mm. And so surround yourself with trusted people that are going to be honest with you and do your due diligence. And that is one way to start bringing that anxiety down.
Wow. So how does your career coaching, Joe, assist someone who is considering that new career, who is trying to get over the pains of anxiety? How does that come together?
Well, my coach, I give people the permission and hopefully the courage to reinvent themselves. Now, I have reinvented myself three times in the last 10 years. The first 15 years, I did the same thing. I gave myself the courage, and actually it was one of my mentors who gave me the courage to reinvent myself. It was a scary process, but I don't have any regrets on reinventing myself, because I've always felt that when I reinvented myself, I experienced professional growth. So my coaching, bottom line, I give you the courage to reinvent yourself. But on the other hand, I will push back on when we discuss the real job needs of that position. For example, Freddie, if someone came to me and says, I want to go into nonprofit business development or fundraising, I'm going to be the first person to say, are you comfortable picking up the phone and asking people for money or going through doors that you're, if you're not comfortable doing that, then I'm going to say, well, it may not be a good second career for you or a new career. So I'm going to be that first one to talk about what the job entails and make sure that you're comfortable. Can you, you know, if you're going to work commission, can you go a month without making a sale? There's a lot there, Freddie, but certainly in two ways, I give them the courage, but I also talk about, I discuss the reality of what the job entails, and we have that honest and frank discussion of that.
So you go through a point of self-discovery with your clients that you talk with to help them to understand what it is that they're looking at.
Absolutely. Another human being that has that experience, and I may draw in someone from my meaningful connections to have that conversation. I've done that several times with people. I think that's important. Let's have a frank conversation about going into this industry. Allow me to bring you two together to have that. But that's the discovery piece, because you cannot just go on a website and say, this is what I want to do. You know, that example I used about if you want to go into nonprofit fundraising or business development and you're not comfortable picking up the phone or making the ask, well, my guess is if you're uncomfortable, you're not going to be successful. And the key word is thrive. We want to put you in a position where you're going to thrive.
Exactly. So this is a big topic, Joe, and we don't have enough time to cover it all. And I'm hoping that you'll come back next week to continue this topic. But so in this regard, what would be the salient points that we want to cover as we continue this discussion about overcoming the anxiety of starting a new career when we reconvene next week?
In next week's program, I want to give our listeners a few actionable steps that they can take, something that when they hear that next Saturday, they can start thinking about how they put that into action the following week.
So this is important. So make sure, and the things that you've talked about earlier is that we've got to find some confidence in the career that we've already got right now that can be transferable into the second career. Mm-hmm. I also heard you have to have a clear-eyed look at what you're going into. And I love the example of the nonprofit. If you're not comfortable making the calls, that might not be the job for you.
That's right. But when you have this honest discussion with someone that has, I've had to make those calls. But if it's not something you want to do or you're uncomfortable doing, and that would be the last thing you want to do, then you certainly want to pivot where on the skills that you have that you want to continue doing. And then we start matching it up, you know, with those types of careers. And you know, that unique insight from another individual that can bring that clarity to you on that type of role is invaluable in my book.
Incredible. Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. We're talking about overcoming the anxiety of starting a new career, and we'll pick it up next week and we'll give you part two. But you do unique work at Ripple Connects, Joe McKenzie.
We certainly do, and we turn candidates into contenders.
This is New Beginnings, and we'll be back with more in just a few seconds.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to rippleconnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings.
On this Saturday afternoon, you are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and I always love the health and fitness and wellness portion of our program because we always learn new tips from the executive director of the Y at Heritage Park, soon to become the Cormac Corvey Health and Wellness. The Cormac Corvey Health and Wellness Center is its director, Mr. Henry Crosby. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. How are you, young man?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And just, I like to get the business out of the way first. So how can our listeners get in contact with you at the Y at Heritage Park?
Well, they got numerous ways, Freddie. I think the most important thing we want to let people know is our front door is always open. The living room is clean. and they can come on by for a tour at 1015 4th Avenue North in North Minneapolis. We're right off of the Glenwood and DuPont. We could be reached at our main phone number at 612-230-3987.
All right. And this week we want to talk about a new initiative at the Y where it's not new, but there's more focus, more light on it. Your food philosophy or nutrition. How is it different this year?
Freddie, we began to understand as an organization, both locally and nationally, that food and our nutrition is really a key part of our holistic healing and management of our health. And one of the things that has become very evident to us is that some of the foods that we're eating are some of the culprits of our health challenges. And the YMCA, the Greater Twin Cities, is promoting a new philosophy around food. We have made some significant changes in our operations, as well as our recommendations to youth, as well as our adults, about food. And the overall philosophy is that we're saying to people that we believe that proper nutrition really helps our body and mind to develop to its full potential. And most importantly, it allows us to feel our best and help us all thrive. And that's where we're really trying to go, is to help people realize is that if your body can't process what you took in 2 hours in a very positive way, it's probably not good for you.
Hmm. So where does the 2 hour threshold come from? What is that telling us?
Well, that's telling us that I think it's from the concept of saying that your body only needs so much nutrition, so much, and only has the capacity for so much intake. Many times we overeat. I personally have a problem with portion control. And I think it was just from the way I grew up. Mama said, put some stuff on that plate, boy. And I always did. And so now when you look at the portions that we eat, most importantly, those portions, if it's done properly, will satisfy your hunger, but it will not put you in an oversaturated state. And so not only are we not being challenged to watch our portions, we're also being challenged to watch the ingredients of the things that are going into our bodies. So if you were to really take a close look at the food labels, Freddie, I could tell you that a good percentage of our population can't even pronounce half of the nutritions that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an education process about saying the good Lord's given us these bodies that are amazing engines that take certain kind of fuel. And anytime you put fuel in there that's not grown from the ground, okay, and does have pesticides and other kind of accelerants for growth and weight and all of that stuff, if you stop and think about it, your body wasn't designed to process all of that stuff. So it's really coming back to bringing us to a point of common sense and saying, let's stop and think about it. How is my body going to handle some of this stuff? We're hearing a lot of stuff about people saying they're lactose intolerant, gluten, their gluten ability to take certain breads and things like that is different. We didn't hear about that stuff a long time ago. No. We just kind of ate everything. So now we're peeling it apart. We're looking at what is in the things that what ingredients are in the things that we eat today. And most importantly, how does our body process it?
Everybody, we're talking with Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Y at Heritage Park, and we're talking about nutrition. So does it really help can you really get someone to understand you? Do you see the results if they change their mindset and think of food as fuel? Does that help?
You know, Freddie, personally, I think that and I'm speaking from my lens, it does help me to realize, again, that I don't have an ironclad intestinal system and that I do need to think about what I do as a take as an intake. And overall, it does help me to, again, know that I do have to change my lifestyle and how I manage my intake. And it's a good thing, but it does take time. Anytime we're talking about behavioral change, mm-hmm. things that we're used to, things that we've been doing all along and we've been okay. Well, you've been okay until you go to the doctor and they tell you that your A1C is off the chart and your cholesterol is off the chart and your blood pressure is off the chart. So until you start getting those proofs that what you've been doing hasn't really been healthy for your body. It's been good for you from a taste perspective. Yeah, you got full, but it made all of your vitals go out of control.
Exactly.
So it's one basic step I think all of us have to work on individually.
Do you have someone at the Wyatt Heritage Park who can help its members go through a nutritional outline and or assessment of their food intake?
We do, Freddie, but we don't get that deep into it because it is different for every person. But I think the industry has basically made it clear to everyone and some of their correspondents from the Cancer Society, Diabetes Society, and, you know, everyone has basically been saying, you know, healthy eating means eating things that are good for your body. Natural fruit, vegetables, and combined with exercise. So there's a lot of different messages out there. We will talk to people about that. It is our plan in the near future to be more specific in helping people work out a nutrition plan, because in order to do that, you got to sit down and say, what are you eating now? And a lot of people don't want to really tell you exactly what they're eating now.
Okay, exactly.
So, you know, it takes some time, but it's definitely on our radar to make it part of our program.
All right. And that's Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Wyatt Heritage Park. This is New Beginnings, and we'll be back with more after this.
YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around their health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and each week right here on your favorite radio station, we share with you some great information, especially for our baby boomers and those who really care and love them. And right now, we're going to pivot and turn now to the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, where this is really a big day. We have Betty Battle, who is the leasing and occupancy manager for MPHA. And this is a big day. This is the last day, Betty. Why is this day so important in MPHA history?
Well, thank you, Freddie. Today is very important because it is the last day of our opening for the two-bedroom, June 3rd. It will close at midnight Central Standard Time. So if you haven't applied already, you need to get out there and get on your computer and go to www.mphaonline.org to get your application in. The waiting list will open again for those that do miss the deadline today, June 21st, on a Wednesday, the third Wednesday of the month.
But right now, at midnight tonight on the 3rd of June, if you got to have your application in, and this is for the two-bedroom apartments, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Two-bedroom families.
Two-bedroom families. So tell us again, why is this so important? I know it's been a while since these have become available. Why are they available now? What has changed?
Well, because we have depleted the two-bedroom waiting list that we accumulated since 2010. So this is just to replenish that waiting list and have applicants that we can draw from when we have two-bedroom units available.
All right. So the critic in me is going, oh, my goodness. So if I put my name on the waiting list, Betty Battle, will I have to wait another 7 years to see if something is going to come available?
That is a possibility that you'll have to wait 5 to 7 years before something becomes available.
But apparently there's enough turnover that is worth putting your name on, and that's why it's so important to get your name on the list right now.
Yes, that is very true.
All right. So how many people do you anticipate will be adding their names to the list based on what you've seen so far?
In the past, when we opened, we've had, you know, 1,000, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 to apply for family housing, and particularly the two bedrooms, because it doesn't open that often and we do not have a lot of two bedroom units available.
Mm-hmm. So it's important if you've been waiting to get your name on the list right now. And once again, you gave it at the beginning of our conversation. What's the website address, and what is the deadline for June 3rd?
The website is www.mphaonline.org. And the deadline is June 3rd at midnight.
So don't sleep. The website is available to you now. We've been telling you the last couple of weeks that it's going to come open, and it is now open, but it's going to close before you realize it in less than 12 hours. You need to act now if you're looking to get involved. Betty, I can't thank you enough for being with us from MPHA.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we have more coming up right after this. Stay with us.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around their health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193. 2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Freddie welcomes Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Of course, it's a point at listening each Saturday right here on your favorite radio station. I'm Freddie Bell. This is New Beginnings. And with me now is Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, a wonderful partner. And Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Freddie.
It's our pleasure. And last week when we got together, we were talking about decision fatigue, and a close relative of decision fatigue is wasting time. That's where we're spending our time this afternoon. From what corner of the world are you coming from with wasting time?
Well, it's interesting, first of all, that we use time in the same verbiage that we do with money. We invest our time, we waste our time, we spend our time, we save our time, we do all these things with our time. And I just want to introduce and invite people to start looking at their day and see where they are wasting time. And when I say this, people automatically go to the place of, well, that means she means I need to be more productive. I need to be doing more. And I'm asking you to look at your day to see where you can deliberately waste time, because there are time wasters all over the place. Most of them are on our phones in some sort of games, apps, social medias, what have you. And there is great importance in deliberately wasting time, and that is to create time in your and space for your body to decompress from all of the mental activity that is engaged with at all times of the day. And we can't really do this when we pick up a phone and engage it further in mental activity. We really need to give ourselves time and space, even if it's only for a few minutes, to just take a few moments to take a breath in and exhale. And I know there are many people out there right now are saying, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time. I don't have time. Start paying attention to how you spend your time and where your time wasters are, because we all have them. We all have them. And see how you can gain more benefit by scheduling deliberate time wasters, and I say that in parentheses, in apostrophes, of course, because I don't believe it's a waste of time. I believe that whenever you take time and space to just get to that place, to recenter yourself, to become calm, to become relaxed, to take yourself out of the stress of your day, you are giving yourself the biggest gift that only you can give yourself, because nobody's going to give you permission to do it. No one's going to give you permission. You have to give yourself permission. And when you start to do that on a regular basis, even if it's for short periods, you're going to start seeing benefits. You're going to be more present. Your creativity is going to be heightened. You are going to be able to respond differently instead of just react. I guarantee it. And I hope that each and every one of you put this to the test and let me know how it works.
Interesting. So to reconnect with you, how can our audience get in contact with Kelly at West Metro Hypnosis?
Well, westmetrohypnosis.com, of course, or 952-222-3975.
All right. So I'm really excited, Kelly, about getting together and wasting time.
Well, Freddie, I'm going to actually call you on it and see how you've spent your time here. And I don't know when I'm going to do it, but be prepared because I'm going to ask you in the future sometime.
I'll be looking for that call. And you're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie, and we'll be right back.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. And if you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
With each brushstroke on a canvas, an artist creates beauty and form from imagination. That's our point of focus. Through their imagination, An artist's skill captures what they see in the world in their mind's eye. These depictions can stir the soul. With your power of imagination, you can open a world of possibilities. By using your imagination, you can turn what seems impossible into the possible. By being resourceful or creative at work or at home, you can create what you imagine. Your imagination allows you to soar beyond appearances. You can visualize what is possible and bring that into visibility. Your enthusiasm actually expands as you apply your imagination. Use your creative power to explore a new dimension of living through imagination. I'd love to share more with you as a keynote speaker and show you how you can get huge results from the power of focus. To book Freddie Bell for your next event, send an email to Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, Bell.com or call 888-639-9738, 888-639-9738. For The Point of Focus, this is Freddie Bell.
Listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's really great that you're spending your weekend with us. And we now turn to the spirituality portion of our program, where we bring to the microphones the Reverend Festus Umejiego of the Unity South Church in Bloomington, where he is the senior minister. Unity South Church can be found at 7950 First Avenue South, Bloomington, Minnesota, 55420. They invite you to join them at their regular Sunday services at 9 and at 10:30. You can reach them by email. That's office@unitysouth.org. You can also find them online at www.unitysouth.org. If you'd like to reach them by phone, just simply call 952-884-6656. And we now continue with the lesson with the Reverend Festus Umejiego.
This writer also says what happens in our world. All the missions have been talking about that there's a good part of us that is underutilized. We utilize what is on the surface, what we can see, what we can touch, what we can test, what the job we got, the woman we married, the man we married, we know our children. We live in that world almost 24/7. Maybe I give us 1 minute of not living there. But there is a great ocean of beingness below the surface that is unutilized. It's just an example. If you start boring a hole down on this floor right now, sooner or later you will contact a great ocean of water or maybe oil, and you get a gusher. Below the surface of what we see of ourselves is a great ocean of who we really are. But we don't dig. We just spot around the surface, around here, and most of it is populated by our fears. That's subterranean territory. Charles Fillmore calls it the subjective part of us. Mystics call it the subjective part of us. That is the whole great mighty ocean of godliness residing there, from where we should be digging and bringing it into being. So my point is, actually, my main point, and this is not going to go for a long time because there will be nothing but verbiage. What I am saying is that we need to live in the subjective more than we live in the objective. Because it is in the subjective that we are in contact with the essence of our being. Our beingness will solve our problems. The governments will not solve it. Nobody can solve it. A new job, a new lover will not solve it. What will solve it is when I become fully aware and integrated with the essence of who I am. And we do it by deeper digging. And so I wake up in the morning with this panic attack. Anybody ever had that? For whatever that's been said, either by the doctor or by your employer or by your stock market or whatever. You wake up in a panic, and immediately the panic hits you. And you're about to panic. You're about to lose the little mind you got, because it is a little. You're about to lose it, and you say, by golly, I am a reflected glory of God. So then it makes you able to step away from living there. I am a reflected glory of God. All that God is reflected through me, but it is made operational to the extent that I am aware of it and using it and working with it and making it the predominant energy of my daily operation. I am a reflected glory of God. If you got nothing out of this lesson, let's at least affirm that. I am a reflected glory of God. And so when you wake up tomorrow morning, remember that. Or the next moment, or in the traffic, or everywhere you go. This is not that complicated, but it's actually true. It's the sublime truth. It's the truth that of mystics talk about it. That's why our scientists are digging all over the place, looking and to establish that what is more than what we see in this little planet we call Earth. And the truth of the matter is it is practical. It is practical because when it becomes our consciousness, fear has no place. It's not really trying to banish fear. It's being aware that it really has no place. There's no reason why I should panic. I think we're going to be discovering more and more that even diseases can be healed through an awareness of the awesomeness of God. What is happening with diseases and conditions we see is because we don't have enough knowledge or enough awareness or enough awakening to confound them. With my awareness of myself as a reflected glory of God, I can confound everything and anything. And this is the lesson of my life. I'm not saying I got it now, because for 31 years as a unity minister, I've been still working to be able to say this in a way that I actually get it and live it and dwell in it and operate from it. That means when you're in conflict with somebody else and they're blaming you for what is going on, or you're getting angry with them for what is going on, what they haven't become for you, you remember, I am the reflected glory of God. I am the, when I know that, it really doesn't matter what they do or say. It doesn't matter how I appear or look. I am the, I've been in unity for a long time, and I've seen churches, Catholic, Protestant, Presbyterian, unity, they all get into this stupid, crazy conflicts among themselves, organizational conflicts. And you ask yourself, how much do they remember who they are? If I only remember who I am, that I'm a reflected glory of God, it will change the nature of the whole equation. And it's not just in churches. It ultimately will filter into government. There are more people who are spiritual in government than some people think and know. But if we can live in this energy, we don't have to quarrel with each other or kill each other or take what belongs to another person or worry about what our husbands or wives or boyfriends and girlfriends do, because the buck stops here. This is it. I am the reflected glory of God.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.